Preparation in the tents. My teacher has warned me and all the friends that we were with him that before the prayer of the morning, we will take upon us the mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself and aim to love each one from Israel as his own soul, because by this his soul will be included from the entire of Israel. And you'll be able to make a correction above and rise, especially in our love of friends. Each one has to include himself as an organ from all the friends. And my teacher has warned me from that. Again, my teacher has warned me and all my friends that we were with, that before the morning prayer, we have to take upon us the mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself, and aim to love each one from Israel as his own soul. By this, our prayer will rise from all of Israel and be able to make a correction above, especially our love of friends. Each one of us has to include himself as if he was an organ from the body of all these friends, and my teacher warned us a lot about that. Question for workshop. What are we constantly keeping in our heart? What do we long for? Which is the main thing above all words and thoughts, everything we speak about. What are we constantly holding in our hearts? Gratitude to the Creator on every opportunity gives us, all the means He gives us, just to constantly thank Him, to start the connection through the 10 by giving gratitude. You can't hold anything in the heart. The heart keeps changing, as everything in reality. We try beyond the heart to constantly build something else that try to resemble the quality of bestow on your intention or your prayer. And the heart will change below. The heart is man's desire. We separate the desires that we don't want to use in order to bestow supposedly the bad things, and we put to the front our desire to connect with the friends, yearning to reach to realization of the advice of the Kabbalists, of love of friends, keep the demand for stronger avut between us, that we push each other towards the greatness of the Creator.
We have to try to not keep anything in our heart, because whatever it is, it's our inflated ego. We have to come with what we call an open heart, and whatever we can put aside so that we can be in this laundry machine by the ten.
Love of friends.
Covenant and connection between us.
We need to hold the point of gratitude constantly. To start from that, it has to wrap everything. And we need the goal to be in front of our eyes, why we came here.
How, in our ten, right now, we direct ourselves so that we can feel the upper light right now, increasingly.
Suddenly, the words of Oded Pinkas enter my head. He says, by constantly saying the same thing, praying for the friends.
How to turn ourselves in a way that we can feel the upper light in the most in best way, and right now. Well, the light comes through the writings and the Rav. We have to cling to them, let them wash over us, and everyone does it in his own way, but it's through the connection between us.
Yeah, the light is always around us. Wherever we go, the light wants to help us advance, that we will be in equivalence of form with him. And we just need to open the heart towards one another, open our eyes, see these letters in the book, and to want, to yearn, to ask that it'll come and give us the soul.
We'll try to be together in a lesson, and wherever we feel that it's impossible, we'll ask to fill this gap.
Everything's here. If we want it for the friends, if we want to integrate from our mutual deficiency in the tent, the light will come. It's a matter of forces. We need to just really want it, to want and yearn for the friends. To constantly think how to reach that point.
Everyone guards himself through annulment and makes sure that the friends have everything, mostly greatness of the Creator.
The greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, to awaken the mood that in every moment we need it in the hearts of the friends. And that's the whole work, to adhere to Rav in the group.
Yeah, we each came here to realize. It means that all of us are in a common prayer for each other, and by that we allow the light to do the work.
Yeah, and our mutual effort for connecting the hearts and yearning and the desire for the light, and of course not to forget who we're giving joy to, the one who's giving joy to us, which is the Creator. A person should not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of man, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the blessed, the besearching person who is included in the collective.
יאללה, יש עוד קטע בספר למה אני ביקשת בלל תמיד בעד חבר אין אדם יכול לבקש כך בקשתו לא לכן כל העולם במשך כל ההיסטוריה כל הכוח עולם
ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד הוא אלוקינו